Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, your content is muted, kids. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rigor, coming tuning to the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, representing for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangster, bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 629, Murder Master Music Show. We got a returning guest in the house tonight. This is the guy that pretty much started his own genre. You know what I'm saying? Not many artists can say they've done that. This man can. I'm talking about the originator of gangster rap, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Schoolie D, straight out of Philly, man. How you doing, Schoolie D?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
Man.
Okay,
man,
cool.
It's a huge honor to have you back on the show, but it's also very huge to find out that you're doing you're putting out a record, you know what I'm saying, called The Real Hardcore, featuring Ice-T, Chuck D, with scratches by Sid Wilson of Slipknot. That is amazing on so many levels, man, as a hip-hop fan. Man, what made you decide to put this together?
Well, the single's called The Real Hardcore. The album is called Cause That Nigga's Crazy, That's Why. And it's a tribute to Richard Pryor's 1976 record, Cause That Nigga's Crazy. And just to go back a moment, out of all these years, close to 40 years, it's like I just realized, when you said I created my own subgenre or genre, I'm like, holy fucking shit, I did, didn't I? I filled my own hole. I was like, it was conscious, but it wasn't conscious. It was like, yeah, this has to be done, but it wasn't. I just now, you saying that, I realized how big that shit was. Just now.
That's amazing to me because so many people credit you, including Ice-T.
Yes, but just now, just like wait a minute, I did do that, didn't I? But it was like what I'm trying to say is like it's like you're on a team, and the team needs a quarterback. They draft a quarterback. The team needs a linebacker. They draft a linebacker, and that's they fill that hole. But for somebody to realize that in themselves, they can fill a hole, but it wasn't directed. It was just like this is who I am, and that hole was filled. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is who I am, But the hole was existing, and it needed me. It needed Ice-T, it needed Chuck D, it needed the Beastie Boys, but we didn't know that. We were just being ourselves, and then the hole was filled. Now do you get what I'm trying to say?
No doubt.
There you go.
It was just you putting the pieces together pretty much.
Yeah.
That were already there.
But just being naturally me, just being who I was and who I am.
Oh.
So that's pretty deep. That's what it might not be deep for the listeners, but that just hit me. It's pretty deep for myself.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, Ice-T, such a huge, phenomenal, artist on so many levels.
Yeah.
So many people were influenced by him. He was influenced by you. You were one of his influences.
Yeah.
And for you guys to do this record now, which we got a snippet of it we're going to play here in a little bit, it's just fucking amazing.
Did you listen to it?
I was like, man, why didn't you send the whole thing? But I understand, you know. But I can't wait to buy it myself because,
right.
I mean, I've been waiting for this. You know what I'm saying? I bought Ryan Pays in 87 when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, I've been waiting for this. Why do you think, though, Schooley, why do you think this took so long for you and Ice to do a record together?
Well, we were pretty much on the same path but different roads. And it was just like, it wouldn't have been special. It wouldn't have been something that, like, she rapped, it doesn't have a determination level right now. And I went off, like, we both worked in film, but in different ways. Like, he became an actor, and I became a film composer. So it's like, and we worked on a film together, but separately. One of his first cop movies is called Our Christmas. He was the cop, and I was the film composer on it. It was so fucking crazy. It's right before he got Law and Order. So we've been on the same road, but just different paths. If you can understand what I'm saying. And it wouldn't have been special. And we had a conversation, I guess, a couple of months ago. I was being honored at the MoMA for all the work I did with Ava Farrar, which is incredible. And we sat and talked the next day. And just imagine if we did this 10 years ago. It would be like, we're doing another record together. We did it 20 years ago. But this is something that people have waited for, that we have waited for. We couldn't have done it. If we would have did it then, it would have been just like us trying to make money. Now it means something, if you understand what I'm saying. Now it's important. It's like rap and hip-hop, especially in the rap level. Rap and a rap record, the rap album, needs to be important again. I think this is important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Now more than ever, you know, you need to show the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, who really put this shit down. You said it was fun. Did you guys do this in person, or did you do it the new school way where you send tracks back and forth?
Ryan happened to be talking, Big Herc out of Chicago, happened to be talking to George, and it was just like, yo, Schooley's going on the record, and I was thinking about Ice. For the song, like, I need to do this record. It's the record that should have been made after Am I Black Enough For You. Like, me and Code never did a Pinnacle record. We never did a Reach the Mountain record. We never had a chance to, because I went off working with Ava Farrar and N.W.A. blew up. They filled the part. Everybody started filling the parts that we were filling, and I know I was too hard headed, too determined to be as hard as I could, and wasn't for the clown. And not saying that the other rappers were clowning, but people always told me, you're too serious. So, what's the question again?
Was you and Ice-T, you know, in the lab together when you made this record?
Oh, so I had the track done, and Ice-T was like, well, send it to me, see if I could do something. And he was on his way, he was about to go on tour. And so I sent it to him. And later on that night, like, he sent back the lyrics. I thought we were going to get together, but he was going on tour. He sent back the lyrics, and this motherfucker was just stinking. Now, we had conversations, which was perfect, because the time that we spent in the room together talking at his house, it was like, it wasn't about us recording. It was about our lives. Which made the recording so much better because the time we spent was personal, but the time that, like, when he sent me the lyrics and everything, was just like kind of like it was definitely magic and hard work. So I sent this work was sending it back over and over and over again, working it, sent him like all the updates and you know, it was good. But then Chuck heard that we did the song together, and Chuck called me like, "Dude, what the fuck? What the fuck, yo? We need to. I want to be on your new album." And it's like, if I was going to have, this is a schoolie record. If I was going to have a few people on this record, it was like Chuck D, Ice-T, King T. You know what I'm saying? It was so, it made me too short. That was like, it was like a school lead record. So when Chuck sent his for introduction, we did. He's on the song with me and Ice, up real hardcore. And it was just like it was just becoming magic. And the thing is, like, you know, it's like it's us talking, but not talking about the music, made the music so much better. If you can understand what I'm saying. So, like, yeah. These guys know me, and they understand that I'm an artist, and they know what I want and need it, and we needed to do something special, something determined, something that just not just something that people were going to talk about, but people were going to say, "God damn, that shit was worth 35 years waiting to do that shit." So to answer your question, we did it the new school way because it's like. Because I was asking myself that question, like, how would I have done this in 87 or in 92? You know what I'm saying? It's like it would have been something similar because it's like getting, like, I was almost mastering the record until Chuck was like, "Yo, dude, he's on his way off the tour." He was like, I gotta drop something. The next day, he called me back and said, "Here you go." You know what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't have done that. It's like, it would have been. You know what it would have been? It would have been a 12-inch remix. You know what I'm saying? It would have been the Rock the Bells LL Cool J remix two months later. That's what people did back then. They did dub records and shit like that. That's what it would have been, a remix. But I'm happy that we were born in the analog world, and everything that's recorded on this record, for 80% of it, I did it analog into a digital domain right now. So I'm happy that it happened. It's because I might think it to myself, I didn't want to do a remix. This record couldn't have stood a remix because it was just good. But I didn't want to do a good Schoolie D record with Ice-T on it on Sunday. I wanted to do an amazing, like, shit, goddamn, these motherfuckers is rocking. And it wasn't, and it's not really about, it's not about the kids, man. It's about all our original fans. It's like, we're in Bootsy Collins. Well, I want to get a Bootsy Collins record. I don't give a fuck about what's going on today. I want a Bootsy record. You know what I'm saying? I want a Bootsy Collins record. So, see, I want Bootsy to understand that for 45 years, Schoolie D's been buying his records. That's what I want. And when I get a Sade record, I don't want a remix by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? When I get a Maxwell record, I want Maxwell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not. I'm not putting the kids aside or not. But it's like that wasn't the determined factor of doing this record. It was just like, I need music. When I hear Ice Cube is putting the record out, I want a fucking Ice Cube record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want Ice Cube to understand that Schoolie D gonna buy his record, not, you know, Juwan, who's 12. They can come along, but he needs to satisfy Schoolie D because I always buy Ice Cube records. So so what I'm saying is it had to be that first. And then if it's second, that dope. You know what I'm saying? It's like James Brown. Our parents love James Brown, but we fell in love with James Brown too. James Brown sold records to niggas that was 40 and the niggas that was 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's
Oh yeah.
And because he catered to James Brown fans. So I'm catering to Schooly D fans. That's what I'm doing first. And then whoever comes along for the ride, they're going to fucking enjoy themselves. They're going to say, oh, that's how they did this. This is what this shit's supposed to sound like. That's what I want. Yeah. I want them to say, the young kids, I want them to say, oh, this with this shit, this is a hardcore music, this gangster music, this is what this shit's supposed to really sound like. I get it now. I get it now. That's what I want.
And it sounds like you accomplished it. Let's give them this taste real quick.
Okay. All
right. This one right here, the real hardcore. Man, why don't you kind of intro this clip for us?
Okay, this is the real hardcore with Chuck D giving the introduction and being Ice-T just going kabunkers. It's me on drums. And I just remastered it 2 days ago. I just reworked it 2 days ago, and it's fucking magic. And I hope you enjoy it. And it's raw. It sounds. People have told me it sounds like 1980s Schooly D, and that's the best compliment in the fucking world.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We'll be right back with Schooly D. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Rapping Parkside Killers at PSK. Shit goes hard this very day. 6 in the morning, cops at my crib. Adidas hit the floor, y'all know what I did. All inspired by Schooly's rap. He brought the coke, I cooked the crack. He's double OG, still on the map. Run up and we'll peel your cap. Punk ass DJ talking shit. Wouldn't play this record, say this shit won't hit. Schooly put his pistol up against his head and said,
I step on stage, don't give a fuck. You don't like my record, that's your hard luck. My name is Schooly D, still running them up. They'll tell you where to go and what's the stuff. I'm Schooly Boy Shops and the B-Boy Hard. My 357 still a calling card. Born and raised on Parkside Ave. Still chill with the cool and the cool with the bad. So shit, goddamn, get on up and jam.
Man, I don't want that to stop.
I didn't even want to stop.
Yeah, you made it, yeah. Man, and that's just, you know, that's just the track with Ice-T. I can't imagine what else you got on this album.
Oh, my God. It's oh, shit, you're going to love it. It took me 10 years. I started this album 10 years ago. It took me 10 years to make. 10 years.
Wow.
This is 10 years of work. And every song on this album, it's been, I've tested out with fans. It's like I just like at live gigs, you know. The worst thing you can hear at a live gig from an old school artist is like, I got something new to play, y'all. Oh, come the fuck on. So I just throw them in. I just throw them in over the last 10 years. And whatever songs worked that people nodded their head to, those are the songs that made the album. So I've been testing the market. Because back in the day, what you did was you test the market by, like, a block party. You know what I'm saying? We put this stuff on at a block party, and if it just kept moving, this song worked. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, so I just took that and put it into now. And 10 years go by fast as shit, and, you know, And I'm looking back at it, it's like, shit, it took 10 years. It took 10 years to make this record. So it's well thought. I put a lot of thought into it. I put a lot of thought and unthought, if you can understand. It's like being funky and unfunky, like the undisco kid, the unfunky kid. It's like if you put too much thought in it, you become mechanical, especially with computers. I recorded the whole album. I thought it was done a year ago, and I erased everything. People thought it was crazy. It was making me fucking crazy, and it sounded too mechanical. And I went and dusted off my ASR-10s. I dusted off all my 909s, and I just redid. And I pulled out my drum kit, and I just played everything live. So you can hear that this shit is fucking live. You can hear the shit is like it's played. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I'm so amped up that you got this coming, and then Ice-T just dropped Feds in My Rearview a couple weeks back.
Yeah,
It's a phenomenal time in hip hop.
I was telling him that shit, man. I was at his house when he was and he played it for me and my girl was sitting there and he took it off. I'm like, dude, I am so motherfucking happy that shit is good. It would have been awkward as hell if it was sitting with Wax. But that shit is good, right?
Yeah. Oh
that
yeah.
That shit, I'm like, yeah. And fucking Cypress Hill dropped something new. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cube drops. It's a resurgence, but it's like we ain't faking it. You know what I mean? And no offense, it's like nobody went out and got 2 Chainz to put on their record to make it legitimate because that shit don't work anyway. People too smart for that. People too smart. The audience is too smart to know. But everybody's doing it in their style. But you know what? Thank the Lord for the cats who actually didn't die. And, you know, because a lot of us passed.
Oh, yeah.
Before this resurgence had come. But as a matter of fact, Pastor, my man, you know, if anybody remember Pimp Pretty from the crew, he just passed a few weeks ago, my man Pimp Pretty. And he was
Sorry
the one responsible for Park Sci-Fi, too. I'm sitting there drinking 40s and smoking weed. And I was like, Parkside. And he said, 5'2". I said, Parkside. He said, 5'2". I said, Parkside. He said, for 5'2". And I just said, early in the morning, till about my bed, rest that machine and look over my head. But he just passed, and I just finished mastering. I went to call him this morning. Like, shit, my nigga's gone. But, you know, he's here. But a lot of cats, there's more than a few cats died before this resurgence hit. And that's sad, but, you know, it was their time, but it's still sad. But the cats that's still around, I mean, I hope they wiping their brow and go, I could be my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to say, like, with R&B, you see that more in R&B. Like, R&B is more, they can, and I'm not down an R&B artist, but they more apt to like changing their style to fit whatever's going on. They play themselves more. It's just like I'm just so happy that my generation of hip hop, we didn't play ourselves. We just like, you know what? If I don't die from fucking crack cocaine or in jail for stabbing a bitch or something like that, I'll be around. And I think that's a beautiful thing. It sounds hard, but that's a beautiful thing that we didn't have to sell our souls to do that.
Oh, I'm so glad. There's nothing worse than hearing an artist, you know what I'm saying, from back in the day come out now and put some auto-tune in his music and simplify his rhymes. It's like, I don't want to hear that. When I hear Ice-T, I know what I'm getting. You know, same thing with the old Ghetto Boys and, you know, speaking of that, we're doing a tribute show this Friday for DJ Ready Red. It's been a year since he passed. Another pioneer and legend. You know, Fresh Kid Ice, 2 Live Crew, he's gone.
Oh, my
you know,
gosh. Same. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, a lot of these guys are gone, and so it's so important and vital that you guys start doing collabs and different things like this. That's why this is such a great thing, man, and I really hope people appreciate it. What has been the feedback you've been getting so far, Schoolie, from this record with Ice-T?
Dude, it's been I let 26 people hear it yesterday because I just finished it. Just got mastered yesterday. It was like I got immediate, fucking, God damn it. Thank God you sound like 80s Schoolie Dick, which was I was going for, but it's up to date. It's not plain. You know what I'm saying? It's Schoolie D, but it's not another Saturday night. You know, I didn't try to follow it up with a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Or Smoke Some Kills, but it's just like I have elements of all those songs in the new album, and it's just to remind me of like what the fuck I was doing it for. But it's like the response is just like the smiles on people's face. I could just, people calling me back and they all get like, oh my God, those fucking bubbles, man. Where'd you get the bubbles in the fucking, why'd you put bubbles in the song, man? I was like, because they just, because it's funk, man. It's hip hop. It's rap. It's rap.
Yeah.
They said just bubbles just sounded right at that moment, man. So I just put the motherfucking bubbles in.
Yeah, yeah, and I tell you what, it's a different sound, you know what I'm saying? But it's authentic to what you guys have been doing. That's what makes it so special, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, yeah, man, I'm loving that shit. I can't wait to hear the whole album. When's the actual album dropping?
The actual album is dropping in October, or the third week of October.
I got to
tweak a couple of my songs. I did a song with my daughter. My daughter's an amazing bass player. Amazing. So I got to put one more song in. It's like rehearsing. We did some gigs together. And she was out playing with the Butthole Surfers. She's like 18. She's on tour. So she came over. She started playing bass. And it's like, it just made me just like boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? I just got my thing and I taped it and filmed it. So I just got to mix that. But I'll mix it next week. But it's an amazing process to try to make the computer sound like an analog tape machine. That's hard to do. Just to not quantize everything, to not line everything up. And I fucking hate Pro Tools. I ain't gonna lie. I think you should be listening right now. I fucking hate Pro Tools. That shit is so fucking whack. For everybody, that shit is fucking whack. That's a scam. Pro Tools is a fucking scam. Scamming ass motherfuckers. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Because they line everything up. Everything is like this. What are you talking about? Everything today is like so clean and lined up. And just like, because everything is, it's hard to be bad today. Everything is fucking good. And the thing about with the computer is it's like it doesn't allow you to go ride those faders, you know what I'm saying? Make those mistakes, you find those mistakes out, and you know what I mean? So it's just like it was hard to do that. And when I went back to the original studio to master it, Studio 4, and I worked with one of the Butcher Brothers, Phil, and it was an amazing process. It was like, and he had tons of patience because I'm like, no, we mastered this fucking thing about 6-7 times. I was like, no, nah, man, it still sounds like a computer. And it's like I didn't record it. I've recorded everything analog and dumped it into the computer, and we mastered, you know. So, but it's just like kind of like no, just if it was too clean, if it's too lined up, everything lined up. I said, nah, man, you're missing it. You're missing the whole point. The thing is, it's like it has to sound like. My beats have to sound like a live drummer, and they have to sound like a live somebody playing live on the 909 or the 808. You remember those days at the block party? Dude was just like hitting his fingers like boom, pap, boom, 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 pap, boom,
yeah.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? He played it live, and I played it live, so it had to sound like live. But you put it in the computer, and the computer doesn't take the kaboom, boom. They take kaboom, boom, boom, pat, boom, boom, pat, boom, pat, and make it boom, boom, pat, boom, boom, pat, boom, pat. You hear the difference? You know what I'm saying? The boom, pat, pat is good, but it's like good, but the boom, boom, pat, boom, pat, boom, pat. That shit is amazing. That's
a whole different,
it's like,
yeah.
It's a whole different
sound.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, so... So that it took a lot of patience, a lot of recording and re-recording to get the computer to remember, nigga, you ain't a computer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to convince the computers that they wasn't computers. I said, man, y'all motherfuckers is tapes. And the computer was like, I'm a computer, I'm a motherfucker, you're a goddamn tape machine. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man. Well, it's dope you got your daughter involved, too. I mean, talent must be in the DNA, man. You know,
it is.
Bass player, she said she's going to do something on the album, too?
We already recorded it. She didn't even know I recorded it. I mean, we were just rehearsing, and I just pressed play and record just just like how Joe the Butcher used to, back in the day, you know, a lot of those songs I recorded was like just one shot, because just people just, they when I walked into the studio, I would just like play with the drum machine or the drummers, and they would just press play, because a lot of those things, the first take, like Saturday Night is first take, B-Boy Rhyme and Real, that's the first take. It's because that's the magic. That's signifying rapper's first take. You know what I'm saying? That's the magic of it all. You know what I mean? So it was like I just pressed play and record, and she just kind of just like played, and I filmed it also. So I'm fucking like, yeah, I'm proud, Papa. You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't funky, if it wasn't right, I'd be talking about it, but it wouldn't be on the album. So it's just like, so it's right. So it's gonna be, it's right. It's right.
Man, that's dope as hell. And I noticed too, I see the artwork is there, the signature Schooly D artwork, man. That's dope as hell too. You know what I'm saying? You got the, I seen the Ice-T cover. What about the cover for the album? The Ice-T song. What about the album cover?
I did a painting for each song on the album.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I did a painting for each song on the album. And album work, so just like 9 new paintings, and I got 2 left, and I'm just gonna say it's at, you know, being 58 and having everything come to fruition, like this is exactly what I stayed alive for, like the painting, my live performance, my art, the music, it's just the fun, the enjoyment, the seriousness of it all, the flakiness of it all, just like shit. Sometimes you wait 40 years for perfection. It's like it's some people it's a sprint, some people it's a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Some people it's like a one-shot monkey. My shit is obviously a marathon because I had to go through. I had to go through so much to get to this point. And I'm not gonna be corny and say I'm glad I went through all the some of the shit I wish I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? There's motherfuckers who say I'm glad I went through all the ups and downs. I'm not happy I went through some of those fucking downs. I'm gonna tell you this shit right now. But I'm glad I experienced life the way I experienced it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And I noticed too, the classic Saturday Night cover. I got to see, the one you did for the homie EC Illa, Seed Stems and Gems.
Yeah.
That was dope as hell, man. How did you meet EC? Did you do shows with him or?
Nah, you know what? It's just like every now and then, you go on the internet and 3:45 in the morning and somebody hits you up and say, yo, man, can you do some art for my album? And you're like, yeah. And they drove through. We hung out. You know what I'm saying? Some weed and drank some shit. And, you know what I mean? And that's why I stay off the internet. I'm happy I did that, but you know, sometimes you wind up in situations where you just shouldn't be. My mind is too adventurous. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'll do that shit. I'm not supposed to be more than half of that shit. I'm not supposed to be doing. But I've been getting a lot of requests to do album covers and to have some original like Schooly D art. So I've been doing that for like the past 2 years, and but those guys, they just kind of like, yeah, I did an album cover for somebody else, and it's just like, yo, man, can you do one for us too? And I was like, yeah, you know, 3:00 in the morning. What the fuck is y'all doing? I said, I know what I'm doing now. What the fuck is you doing now?
I'm getting ready to do a new album cover, man. Oh, that's great.
It came out dope, though, man.
I'm telling you, it came out dope. I was like, "What the fuck? This looks just like Saturday Night." And
yeah, that's what they wanted.
The way
that's
you did it, man, was it just came out, you know, classic. You know, when it comes to just entertainment in general, you're the man. Whether it be art, music, you know what I'm saying, clicks, whatever it is you're doing, man, it seems you put your all into it, you know, and I commend you on that, and as well as your longevity in the game, man. You've been doing this, and you're still putting out music, and I hope you put out music 10, 15, 20 years from now, you know?
If I'm living, that's what I'm going to be doing. If I'm living, I was a lifer at 3. I knew I was going to be doing this shit for my whole life. So nobody could talk me out of doing this.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now you got, you know, Chuck D on the album. You got the collab with Ice-T. Are there any other, you know what I'm saying, guys that you didn't get to collab with back in the day that you'd like to now?
I would love to do something with King T. I love fucking King T. And I think, because I got 8 or 9 songs on this record. This is like a double album. And it's like the other 8 are going to be, it's like, this is like geared towards more, it's like the 80s. And when Wine called me up, I was working on the album, and he was just kind of like, yo, dude, I think, because we were selling out of all our, like, reissues. He was like, dude, don't you just do an album like from like the 80s. I was like, you know what, dude? I'm so happy you fucking said that. I just needed somebody to confirm, because it was because a lot of cats are just like, why don't you hook up with some of these young? It's like, I want to smack a motherfucker for saying some stupid ass shit. Like, hook up with some of these young cats. So again, like I said, I'm not dissing the young cats, but it's just like, it would have been fucking ridiculous. But I tried. Yeah. I couldn't work with this. They're boring as hell, man.
Well, you know, and the styles or whatever, they just don't complement each other, because on one side of the spectrum, you got lyrics, you got substance, you got talent.
Yeah.
On the other side,
yeah.
You got somebody doing some mumble shit that we can't even understand what he's saying. You know?
Yeah.
So, I feel
what
you.
He's saying. Yeah, so.
It's like.
So, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say too short. I'm a huge Ice Cube fan, but I wouldn't. It's like I like him. I like Ice Cube by himself. I would do something. I would introduce Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? But I just like him too much by himself. You know what I'm saying? When he left NWA, it was just like, oh, I'm just like to myself. I like him as I like NWA as a whole group, but if it was going to be one person to just do their own shit, it was just like Ice Cube had to. It was just like that. But other than that, I can't. Yeah, I can't. I just, you know, it was like, I wouldn't want to bastardize myself. But I'm going to say, so many artists today, always use, looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. You know what I'm saying? That's enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? That's enjoyable to hear. So many people sampled GSK, Saturday Night, the Smokes and Till. That's like, I love those collabs where it's just like, because that feels like art when somebody uses the School and D track on their track. That feels like art. That feels more like art. I'm more complimented hearing, you know, my cymbals and my crash in the back of a Snoop Dogg track than I would get doing a song with Snoop Dogg. You understand that? That feels more like art. And I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that part. I appreciate that so fucking much, more than actually probably doing a track with somebody, if you can understand that. Because I take my music making as lyrical writing. So I'm going to say, with the forecast I just mentioned, like, me and Ice was obvious. Me and Chuck, we brothers. You know what I'm saying? King T, I love that shit. King T, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Of course, it's too short because, you know what I'm saying, he was one of the first cats I met when I went out on the West Coast, and I talk about King T and Too Short in the hardcore song. Other than that, I'm going to say no, but not because I don't like these guys, but it's just like I'd rather just listen to KRS-One. You know what I'm saying? And I did some stuff with KRS-One, but it was just like, it was a New York sound, and I'm just like, I'm not a New York sound. You understand what I'm saying? I think I would, me working with somebody else, I think I would have to be I would have to co-opt their vibe or their world, if you understand what I'm saying. It's just like, you know, it's like, I don't think that's right for me, and I don't think my fans would appreciate me doing something like that.
Yeah, that's real talk. Nobody knows your fan base better than you, obviously. You know what I'm saying? So you know what they want, and I guarantee you, you're giving it to them with this new album, man, and I can't wait to hear it in its entirety, because what we heard tonight from the snippet you did with Ice-T, man, I'm telling you, that's like giving the ear blue balls. You know what I mean? Like, man, we need the rest of this track, you know, but, man, I can't wait. Yeah.
You'll get it. It's being pressed up right now. You'll get it. You'll get it.
Man, I tell you what, I really appreciate it. And when you drop the album in October, man, if you don't care, come back on.
What?
Let's preview a couple more tracks and chop it up some more.
Yeah. All right. I'm good with that.
You know, always an honor. But before we do get out of here, Schooley, I want to give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? If cats want to get at you for anything or want to cop this new, you know, this vinyl with you and Ice, what's the best way they can get at you, brother?
I guess you can go to schooley.com with Big Hurt, /Big Hurt. And it's going to be available in some record shops. But that would be the best way to get that. Or they can go to my fan Facebook. It's Schooley Day at Facebook. Those are the best ways to do it, because that's my official website where I sell, like, all my gear and everything. So, so Schooley Day/Big Hurt.
And shout out to Big Herc, too. Shout out to him.
I know.
Putting it down. That guy's putting in a lot of work himself. How did you hook up with him?
You know, I was I do sneakers. So I was hand painting sneakers, and I put up a new pair of Vans online. I just finished for somebody. He called me again 3:00 in the morning. He was like, "Dude," it's like, "the fuck is he doing, man?" It's like, I'll just send me the artwork instead of having you fucking take 3 weeks doing each pair of sneakers. You can just sell these motherfuckers by the bulk. Just send me the artwork, and I was like, okay, cool. So we stuck up a handshake deal, and you know, it's just selling like my T-shirts, it's selling my art, my mugs. You know, they started doing my reissues, and you know, it's just like I trust him because he's a fan and he's a businessman. First, because he requires that you not be the whackness. And it has to be not the whackness, because he's a businessman and we got to sell the shit too. So that's double trouble. That's all I mean. I need somebody that's a Schooley fan and also a business person. That's the perfect combination. So that's how we hooked up. Like, again, 3:00 in the fucking morning. Just, you know, should hang out more places at 3:00 in the morning.
Another midnight connection, man. That's what's up. If I'm ever up at 3:00
like
in the morning, I'm gonna get on the Facebook now and see if you're on there or something. Oh man, it's crazy.
No, Herc does all that. Wine does all that now. I'm very rarely on Instagram or Facebook. So I get it's too much trouble, man. This shit goes straight to porn.
Yeah.
I can't spend no time on the internet, yo. I can't spend no time.
Oh,
they got me pegged. They got me pegged. The internet know when I'm on it. Who would be back on the internet? Somebody's gonna send us some porn.
You get the inbox with all the trolls and
You know, and the weirdest thing is like, it's like women sending you pictures of their butthole. What is that? I'm like, I don't know you. I don't want a picture of your butt.
I don't know what's wrong with people nowadays, Schooley. I really don't, man. Welcome to Facebook. It's decapitations, buttholes, and whatever else. All the joys of America that has to offer.
Yeah, right.
But hey, man, on the real though, always a pleasure. And I'll tell you what, okay. Schooly, man, keep doing your thing, brother. And man, let's get you back on here in October, man, when this classic album drops. I can't wait to hear it, man.
All right, homie, home. I'm out.
All right, you take care.
All right, cool.
We just chopped it up with the one and only Schooly D, Philly's own, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this man created a genre, you know, and I'm so happy we got to hear that, the real hardcore, the snippet. We're going to play that again, man, because I got to hear that like five times over till I get the whole song. But this is it, man, the real hardcore. If you want, make sure to go order that. You know, Schooly D's got a limited quantity. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to go right now to his website, you know what I'm saying, and make sure to get that, man. It's called The Real Hardcore featuring, you know what I'm saying, Ice-T. Man, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. So we're going into this track one more time, man. We're going to see you guys real soon, man, this Friday with a tribute to DJ Ready Red. Rest in peace to the homie Ready Red. Here we go.
Reppin' Parkside Killers at PSK. Shit goes hard this very day. 6 in the morning, cops at my crib. Adidas hit the floor, y'all know what I did. All inspired by Schooly's rap. He brought the coke, I cooked the crack. Shoot double OG, still on the map. Run up and we'll peel your cap. Punk ass DJ talking shit. Wouldn't play this record, say this shit won't hit. Schooly put his pistol up against his head and said,
I step both days, don't give a fuck. You don't like my record, that's your hard luck. My name's Schooly D, still running them up. They'll tell you where to go and what's the stuff. I'm three boy shots and a B-boy hard. My 357 still a calling card. Born and raised on Parkside Ave. Still chill with the cool and the cool with the bad. No shit, goddamn, get on up and down.
The official adventures of the
came